because Cupid's Undy Run is coming to Cleveland Saturday, February 10th. And here to tell us more about that event, we've got Jamie Belhan and Cassidy Brewer on the line with us. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
We're good. Doing good. Thank you so much for having us.
Well, thank you for coming on, and I want to get into the details of this run. I mentioned Saturday, February 10th. For those that aren't familiar with the details of the event, where in Cleveland is this all going down, and what are the details?
So as you mentioned, yes, it's Saturday, January 10th. The event takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at the House of Blues in downtown.
Very awesome stuff. Now, for those that have never been to Cupid's Undy Run, what all happens at Cupid's Undy Run? I've seen some pictures, I've heard some stories, but you guys are obviously tied into this much, much closer than I am. So what kinds of things do you see here?
Yeah, so basically this is a big event with a short run in the middle. So basically you're going to party, you're going to run, and then you're going to party. But that party is going to start at noon, and then you're going to run at 2, and it's a mile run, and you run in your underwear. And we have to put in our underwear, and we raise awareness for neurofibromatosis, which is actually a disorder where tumors grow in the nervous system. And all of our funding will go to our proceeds. Our net proceeds go to CTF, which is the Children's Tumor Foundation. And they do all of the research to help us find a cure for this.
So rain or shine, regardless of the temperature, because I don't know how much experience you guys have in Cleveland, but boy, especially on February 10th, you never know. It could be 60 and sunny, or it could be 10 degrees outside. You never know what you're going to get. Everybody will race in their underwear, regardless of the temperature?
Regardless of the temperature, unless the wind chill factor is super low, which it has been in certain cities. We've shortened the run before, but there's never been a time where we've canceled the run.
What would you say is the lowest temperature that you guys have ever run this race in?
You know what? We had to run in Minneapolis a couple of years ago, and I really think the wind chill was maybe like negative 10 or negative 15. And so we shortened the route. The route was really short. We went outside. People got dressed in their underwear. They went outside. They took a bunch of photos, and they came back inside.
Okay, so they were safe enough, considering the environment.
No. And keep in mind, you don't have to run. A lot of people, we like to call it a mile-ish run, right, slash frolic, slash giggle fest.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's about having a good time. We also like to say it's your bedroom best. So if that means, I've seen people running anything from a full-blown like dinosaur costume to a bathrobe to, there are some times that I have no idea what people have even come up with as their costumes. It's a really funny, funny event.
Well, see, so I like the way you phrase that, your bedroom best, because
right,
I feel like if you go outside with a bathrobe on and you casually stroll through this mile-ish race, you're doing this stylishly as well, because it's not necessarily about getting to the finish line before everybody else. It's about looking good while you get to the finish line, right?
Absolutely. It's about looking your best and also about raising awareness for the cause. So it's fun that we're doing this, but we're also trying to promote, our charity and know that people that do this are raising money to find a cure for neurofibromatosis, which is awesome. So party and do good.
Jamie Belhan and Cassidy Brewer, our guests here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, telling us about Cupid's Undy Run. It's coming to Cleveland Saturday, February 10th, just a few weeks away. How did all of this get started? And really, how long has this been going on for?
Yeah, so in January 2010, a group of guys, in their mid-20s, got together, and one of their brothers, of the three guys, one of their brothers was actually affected with NF, with neurofibromatosis. And they were like, you know what, let's just see if we can get together on a significant holiday, which was Valentine's Day. And that was only 6 weeks away from when they started to plan. They're like, let's just do something funny. Let's get together, maybe we'll get 30, maybe we'll get 100 runners. And they did this in D.C., no permits, no planning, nothing. They just wanted to get together at a bar and say, hey, look, we're going to do something crazy. Let's run around the Capitol in our underwear. And little did they know that they ended up having 650 runners and $10,000 they raised for this in just over 4 weeks. So those three guys, our co-founders, ended up coming up with this concept and making this a huge charity, because 1 year in D.C. could raise 650 people and 10,000. Then, you know, now fast forward, we've raised how much? 14.5 million. And we are in 30 cities nationwide.
Wow. Very, very cool stuff. So very clearly, this event has really picked up some steam, and it has grown over the years. Got to ask you, you alluded to a couple of these already with the dinosaur costumes and the bathrobes. What are some of the more intriguing costumes that you've seen folks go with? I love how your bedroom best was the phrase that you used before. What's some of the bedroom best that you've seen at these races?
So we have to tell you guys that it's definitely PG-13. And we try to tell everyone it's PG-13. So we encourage people not to have tassels or thongs. You can leave those at home. But in the past, I've definitely seen anything from onesies to there's always a lot of, like, Superman. People like to costume it up. So I feel like it's Halloween, but they like to throw in that red theme for Valentine's Day. So I definitely see a lot of super, like, Wonder Woman was really big last year. I saw a man running around with his bare bottom hanging out of the onesie costume. Which, you know, at some point I was kind of like, maybe he should just sit that up. But yeah, those are some of the things I've seen. Have you seen anything?
I mean, everything from a unicorn costume to a onesie to, you know,
yeah, lots
dinosaurs.
Lots of tutus. I guess a lot of people wear tutus in their bedroom.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Boy, a unicorn, too. So unicorns somehow work their way into bedroom best? I mean, it's creative. I'll give them that. It's most definitely creative. I just don't know how a unicorn works into the bedroom. But you know what? Everybody's different. Everybody's got their own thing. But I think that's the cool part about this also. You mentioned it goes towards a wonderful cause. And I think the cool part about this, too, is that everybody's willing to come together and get creative for a wonderful cause as well.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Very cool stuff. Well, before we let you guys go, one more time, the details on the Cupid Undie Run coming to Cleveland on Saturday, February 10th. For our listeners out there wondering where they can go to find out more information on the run and also to sign up, where can they go?
They can log on to cupid.org. And we also created a promo code for you guys today, which will knock $10 off the registration fee. So it'll be $30 with the registration code. And it is 9:30 a.m. So just enter that in during your registration, and it'll knock that $10 off for you guys.
Yep, and it's February 10th. It's at the House of Blues, and it starts at 12.
Starts.
Yeah, you guys there in your bedroom best. Don't forget.
Very nice. Bedroom best, noon to 4. There's a party before and there's a party after. There's a race in between. I love the way you guys phrase that. Well, Jamie and Cassidy, thank you guys so much for coming on and shedding some more light on bedroom bests and this Cupid's Undie Run. Very, very cool stuff. We look forward to seeing you guys here in Cleveland on Saturday, February 10th.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Go to cupids.org and register.
Thank you very much. Thanks, guys.